Christianity is filled with paradoxes. Two things that normally wouldn't go together are put together. And we hear one of them this morning in the gospel. Jesus summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it." The reading is telling us, and Jesus is telling us, that we, in order to live, we must die. In order to die, and to die is the only way to really live. Another place it says, "Death itself died when life was slain on a tree." Another paradox. Death itself died when life was slain on a tree. Those are the paradoxes, there's just two of them. Yesterday at the cathedral, there was a prayer service of reparation and repentance for the sins of the church. I went to it. It was about an hour and 15 minutes, a beautiful service. And one of the victims of abuse stood up and began the service and shared with us his own sense of where he was with his faith and so forth. It was really impressive. There were about 2,000 people there, lay people, priests, religious, children, adults, seniors, a mixture of the church, all praying about the problems that we're facing in the church today and our responsibility for it. The sins of covering up misconduct, denial, sexual misconduct. What he's saying and what that service was telling us was that the church itself needs to die to its history of triumphalism, its self-protection in the face of criticism, in order to really live as a church of Christ. We must die in order to live, die to those practices that have been harmful to our church. Bishop Cousins had an article in The Spirit this week. One of the sentences was this: "The Catholic Church desperately needs an independent structure led by experienced lay personnel to investigate and review allegations of made against bishops, archbishops, and cardinals." What he was saying is bishops are not autonomous. They have to be accountable. And calling us all to pray about that and to encourage that. And for lay people to become involved and active, because it's the only way that we as clergy are accountable to you, by having you review who we are and what we do. All of that, as I say, is a paradox in a way, because the church has had a history, as you all know, a kind of a triumphal history. We're always on top. We're always right. Anybody who criticizes us is wrong. And we've lived that way for so long, we began to believe it. And it's hard to change that thinking, and here we are being called on to do it by bishops themselves. Lay people taking charge and making a difference. We are a church of Christ, and because of that, we believe the church will certainly survive and thrive. But in order to survive and thrive, it needs to die to what's been and to live the gospel. And so we have in our scriptures today that paradox of dying and living, living and dying. And the church needs to do that today. The church, in a sense, is in a time of pain, in a time of disbelief, in a time of people who don't trust it. Somehow we need to grow into the true church of Christ, which was one that was always trustworthy, that speaks the truth of the gospel, that lives the truth of the gospel. As we heard in James this morning, not only do we believe, but we must live the gospel. We can't just say, "Have a great day" to people who are suffering, but we must be there for them and for each other. And I think the way to start all that renewal, so to speak, is within our own communities. To reach out and to be there for one another. To to realize that we are not individuals on the way to heaven, but we are a community moving forward together toward that ultimate goal of eternal life. That we help one another just as family members help each other. We are Christ's family here this morning. And like every family, we have our struggles, we have our problems, our disagreements. And for that, we must repent when we have sinned. Just as in families, we say we're sorry. I'm sorry I did that or said that. We do that as a church. We are sorry for what we've allowed to happen. And as we are dying to the past, we grow and live for Christ and live for one another. So I think there's great hope in the church today. There's great hope because, again, Christ lives the church. It's his church, and the soul of the church is the Spirit. And the Spirit will continue to move us forward in a way we can celebrate and feel good about.